What's the concern level with Dexter? He hasn't practiced in 2 days.
Yeah, three. He won't practice today. And Slayton will not practice. So we'll take both those guys right at the game time.
Evan Neal
will be out.
How much?
And that's all on the. And then Adoree's got to get past after he went through a contact practice. So after practice, he's got to go through another set of things.
There's nothing you can really do about injuries, but how much has this lost time hurt Evan Neal? Because it was obviously got off to a slow start, and it was a pretty big season for him, and he's missed half the season probably.
Yeah, can't do anything about injuries, so he's rehabbing and doing everything he can do to get back.
Slayton, I think he was limited yesterday, so did he have a setback? Or?
Yeah, he just won't practice today. I'd say we're going to take both those guys right up to game time and see where we're at with them. They'll be probably listed as doubtful today. And Evan will be listed as out.
Did you say up again? I mean, like pregame workout, or how do you?
Yeah, we'll let him go through today, get treatment, tomorrow get treatment, and then we'll talk about it, Sunday morning.
Kayvon hit the 10 sack mark, which is kind of a big mark in statistical world. What have you seen from him as a pass rusher this year in terms of his development?
Sure. No, I think he's done a good job, really in every area of his game, of taking improvements from the first year to the next. He's really works hard at his craft. He meets a lot with the coaches. You know, last week I went in there and he's kind of running a meeting with a bunch of the defensive guys too. So that's a good thing to see. And they're going through pass rush games and different guys. So he's done a nice job for us since he's been here.
How much different is it for you when you're coaching a rookie quarterback? You don't have maybe a reservoir you can refer to stuff that you know that they know.
Sure. Well, you do the same type of things in terms of installation. And again, I think Kafka and Shea have done a really good job with him. But every day is a learning experience. So even, yesterday, every rep he has is something. You give him a different look, and maybe it's the first time he's seen it in a long time. But he's conscientious. He's doing everything we've asked him to do. But again, the experience factor, that is real.
Juan, the other side of why do rookie quarterbacks struggle so much against Belichick's defenses through the years?
He's really good at what he does, and the players are good. They run a good scheme, give you a variety of looks. He's been doing it for a long time, since the year I was born. 1975 with the Lions, I believe.
Coach, what is the most challenging part of the defense of Belichick for this game?
Well, they have good players and they play good team defense. Good coaches, they do a good job of taking away big plays, stopping the run, playing good in the red zone, play good team defense, have a variety of looks, game plan team. So what you see on tape for one game might not be the next, what you get the next game. So it's always a challenge.
How do you fill the void with Dexter Lawrence? Obviously, he's been such a good player.
Yeah, well, we'll see where he's at. But we have, that's why we have the guys we have here that we signed, whether it's A'shaun, Nacho, but let's give it a few more days here.
Is it, if he doesn't play, though, is it sort of like a group thing? Like you need, in order to replace that production, multiple guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's the National Football League. So, when Andrew Thomas is out, we have to have another guy ready to go, or the quarterback, or Saquon's out, or Dexter's out. That's why you have guys that are backing them up. They're very good players. Dexter's an elite player in this league, and the guys we got behind them are, that's why we got them back there. They're true pros. They've done a good job for us, but we'll see where we're at here with Dex here. He's got a couple more days.
You mentioned a few times this week how they're a game plan team.
Sure.
Obviously every team's kind of game plan, but
yeah.
There are teams that are much more like we kind of play our strength and you have to react, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'd say there's some teams that kind of do what they do. You know where they're going to be, but they play it at a high, high level. Maybe they only have a few different coverages, a few different fronts. Then there's other teams that, when you're looking at breakdowns and people that break down the tape, there's, every front imaginable or every coverage imaginable. So, you watch every game they play up until now, there's a lot of information. So you have to be able to boil it down. And, once you get into the game, call it the first quarter, you kind of see how they're playing you. But then they always leave a wrinkle for the second half, too. That's completely different. So, just a different challenge. But again, there are teams that kind of do what they do, and then there's other teams that give you a variety of looks.
When last season ended, it seemed Isaiah Hodgins had developed into one of your top receivers. Has he been lost a little this year with all the other receivers you have this year?
No, I think, look, he's doing everything he can do each week, true pro, and see how it goes this week.
Bill said this morning, still telling all his quarterbacks to be ready to go. Do you have, not that you're going to tell us who it is, but do you have an inkling who you think they're going to play, or are you still preparing for every single quarterback?
Yeah, again, like you go back and watch all the quarterbacks that they have on their roster. You obviously watch the offensive scheme. That changes from week to week too. But, you know, the throws that they've made and the games they've played. And but, you know, you got to be ready for the schematics of it.
Divide it like 33% of your time, like on each of those quarterbacks?
No, I've watched every game that they've all played in pro football and some in college. So, again, whatever it is that whoever's out there, that's who we have to be ready to defend. If you guys figure out who it's going to be, you guys can let me know.
Especially with the, you know, influx position at quarterback that you've had.
Sure.
Have you seen Saquon develop more into a leader? How have you seen him as sort of almost the elder statesman in this place?
Yeah. You know, he's kind of been that way since I've been here. Very competitive person. Really takes his craft seriously. Very good on the sidelines for us. He's done really, Kim. He's done a nice job since he's been here.
Do you trust him?
One more time.
Do you trust him? Like, if he comes to you with an idea?
Sure.
How does that manifest itself? Does he say, "Dave, I need you because I want to run something by you"?
Yeah,
like,
no,
how does that...
I'd say really all of our players, but you know, particularly Saquon. He's been a good player for us. You know, there's stuff you can see during the game on the sideline or up in the box, but. You know, when the players see it, when they're out there on the field, as long as they're giving you the correct information, that's always helpful. And so whether it's Saquon or the quarterback or a defensive player, I think that's the job of a coaching staff too, is to have good communication with the players. Now, if they come off and say, "This is going to work," or "I'm open every play," and you go back to the tape and say, "It really didn't happen that way," then, but Saquon's got a good feel for it, and absolutely.
We asked you on Wednesday quite a bit about your relationship with Bill. You spent a lot of time in assistant rooms there with Joe Judge. Do you guys still have a relationship, and how would you characterize that?
Yeah, I'd say, look, when I see those guys, we say hello. But during the season, you're not talking to, I'd say, a lot of coaches on other staffs. You're really focused on your staff. But I got a lot of respect for Joe, too. Know him, his wife, his children. I'd say it's good.
Will you activate Eric Gray?
Potentially. That's something we'll talk about here, you know, once we get done with practice and make that decision.